The UN Security Council has adopted a U.S.-drafted resolution by a vote of 12-0, authorizing a multinational force to try to end the crisis in Liberia. Germany, France, and Mexico abstained from the vote because they opposed a controversial clause on the prosecution of crimes committed by peacekeepers. The resolution authorizes the deployment of regional troops from the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. It allows the multinational troops to use force to secure the environment for the delivery of humanitarian assistance. The resolution also calls on the Secretary General to lay the groundwork by October 1st for a United Nations peacekeeping force for the troubled West African nation. The measure was approved just days before the first of two battalions of 1,500 Nigerian troops are set to arrive in Liberia to help end a bloody civil war. The deteriorating humanitarian situation also gave the resolution an added sense of urgency. U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte described the measure as both timely and important.
It was obviously important that this resolution be passed today, so we're very pleased with this outcome. And we think that it will lend support to the effort to restore peace to Liberia, respect and enforcement of the ceasefire, and assist in alleviating the very, very difficult humanitarian situation that prevails in that country.
Ambassador Negroponte did not say if President Bush would commit U.S. troops to Liberia, but he indicated that U.S. forces offshore would provide logistical support to ECOWAS. Although the 15-member Security Council adopted the measure, it was not without controversy. France, Germany, and Mexico abstained because of language in the text allowing any crimes committed by peacekeepers to be prosecuted only by the troops' own governments. The three countries which ratified the statutes of the International Criminal Court, opposed by the Bush administration, took issue with the exemption. German Ambassador Günter Pluger.
There is no precedent for this, and there is no reason to limit the national jurisdiction of third countries. And there is no justification to discriminate peacekeepers from countries members to the Rome Statute of the ICC.
Ambassador Pluger says the paragraph in question is unrelated to the rest of the Liberia resolution. In addition to authorizing the troops, the measure also calls for Liberian President Charles Taylor, under indictment for war crimes in Sierra Leone, to abide by an agreement to leave the country for Nigeria. And the Security Council urges rebel troops battling government forces to adhere to a June 17th ceasefire. The resolution allows the United Nations to provide some financial support for the ECOWAS deployment, which had been urgently recommended by the Secretary General. After the vote, Secretary General Kofi Annan said he hoped the resolution gives some hope to the suffering Liberian people. But he indicated that it could be difficult for the United Nations to set up a UN peacekeeping force for Liberia in just 2 months. Jenny Badner, VOA News at the United Nations.